You know, I would venture to say that 5 years ago, maybe less than that, you'd probably never heard of pickleball. And now all you hear about is pickleball, and everybody's doing pickleball. And cruise ships are taking tennis courts and turning them into pickleball courts. And now everybody's looking for some place to play. And in comes Dan Jenkins, who's a Dallas businessman. He's an entrepreneur. He's a real estate developer. He's been in all the sort of trendy things from houseboat communities to individually micro brewing, and now it's pickleball, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having me. That's a great bio. I sound pretty good.
Well, but I mean, the thing is, there are some people who catch trends, and you catch them fairly early on, and so now you are you're the master franchisor.
I'm the master franchisor, area developer for Pickleball Kingdom for the entire DFW Metroplex.
That's a long business card, but that's an impressive title. So
yeah.
So you're getting ready to open up your first one. I know you're planning on opening them all over the state, all over North Texas anyway. But so tell me, what does a Pickleball Kingdom look like?
So our first facility will be in Plano, Texas. Our grand opening is June 1st. We're going to have a soft opening on May 20th for members only. But we have 15 indoor dedicated pickleball courts with community rooms, internet lounge, coaching, tournaments, leagues, and open play for pickleball enthusiasts of all ages, of all abilities. And because we have 15 courts, we'll be able to do multiple things at the same time, including open play and even corporate events. But that's the model that we're doing across DFW.
So tell me about the target market for this, because when I think of it, I think it was sort of middle-aged. In fact, there's an ad, I think it's E-Trade has an ad, says that, you know, this is for, I can't remember what they say, but it's tennis for people who don't want to play tennis.
Well, that's where it kind of got its start. But I can tell you that demographic has shifted a lot. I think the average age right now is somewhere in the 30s. And the beauty about pickleball is it's an easy game to learn and have fun with, but it's a hard game to master. So, for example, we have a 94-year-old woman who's gotten all kinds of awards and won all kinds of tournaments. She's from the Northwest. She's coming to join us in our opening day festivities on June 1st for an expedition match with a 9-year-old girl who also is actively competitive. So we're going to have a match between a 94-year-old woman and a 9-year-old girl in their championship court as an expedition match. That just gives you an idea of the vastness of the marketplace that pickleball is attracted to.
So your history, though, is in sort of commercial real estate development, and you know, you can put in a microbrewery and everything else sort of grows around it. Same thing with this. I know you did a luxury houseboat community up in Seattle, and that sort of sprang to other things. So is this going to be a springboard for additional development, do you think?
Our model is to repurpose existing facilities and then to stake claim into the territory. But then our real goal is to build brand new facilities that would be dedicated pickleball clubs. And when we build a brand new facility, we would be able to control that community in a larger extent and development around it. When we're repurposing existing facilities, the landlord's really getting the benefit for the revitalization of a major empty space in their center.
But there were a lot of sort of big box locations, you know, retailers that Bed Bath and Beyonds and things like that are no longer in business that were being repurposed for this. Is that what you're doing for now?
Well, for right now we're repurposing, but that competition is pretty fierce. There are other players in the market trying to keep up with Pickleball Kingdom, if I might say so. but there is a high demand for indoor large box space across DFW. So the competition is fierce, but we're winning so far. And that's, again, why I think the long-term goal is to build brand new facilities.
You know, I learned for the people that have these sort of 24-hour fitness locations and things like that, that on the one hand, it's for the workout, but it's really also a social gathering place and a place where you meet other people and, you know, commune with other people, and then you go home and you're alone again. But it sounds like maybe that's what sort of what this is, too.
Pickleball Kingdom, it's more than just about courts. I mean, there are outdoor courts, there's other clubs that are indoor courts, but we're really building community. It is a life changer, both spiritually, physically, and socially. Pickleball has that opportunity to change people's lives. There's countless stories of people that were sedentary, alone, and discovered pickleball, and their life has changed. They now have a community that expects them and looks forward to seeing them. They can drop in anytime they want and experience play and fellowship, and it's good for your body. There's a guy who was a retired or a Vietnam vet. He was overweight, sitting at home, drinking, watching TV, and his doctor said, "If you don't do something, you're going to die." So he decided to go for a walk, and he saw these people hitting the ball around, got the courage to introduce himself, join the group, and a year later, he's lost 50 pounds. He's got a community to participate that looks
Wow.
forward to seeing him every day. And that story is just one example of hundreds of lives that are changing. It's why pickleball is becoming so popular, because it's not just a physical activity. It's a social experiment that gets us unplugged from our phones and around a healthy activity.
So you think it's going to be around? I mean, you think, I mean, you watch trends and you've been through a lot of trends. Are they still going to be playing pickleball 10 years from now?
I don't know what would replace it. I mean, who knows? I'm not that much of a visionary. I'd be a lot wealthier if I was, but
Well,
it's
you're
a
sinking a
game
lot
that
of money in this.
we are sinking a lot of money in it. Yeah, I definitely think it's down around for a while for sure. I mean, who knows exactly, but
Yeah.
it's definitely around for a while. I mean, for example, there's collegiate programs now. There's like 40 colleges with scholarships. It'll be a
Really?
Olympic sport in 2030. And it appeals to all ages and all abilities. So, like I said earlier in the conversation, it's easy game to learn and hard to master. So I think it's got a lot of legs for sure. It's got a lot of
So
legs.
you have a background in development, and we talked about it in marketing. You know, with hindsight, if you'd been around to talk to them 10 years ago, would you have suggested maybe they call this like fireball or something instead of pickleball?
Well, it's a long story of how that got founded. It was created in the Northwest on an island called Bainbridge Island. Joel Pritchard and his family were creating a game back in the early 60s, and it was a backyard game. And it's a funny story about how it came up with pickle, but there had a dog named Pickle, and so somehow it was related to the dog's name Pickle and the ball. I'm not sure exactly the details, but that's how it got its name.
All right, so you're getting ready to open in Plano, and
Yes,
then
sir.
have you already got other locations scouted out? You know where you're going?
Yes, sir. So we have a signed lease on a location down on the tollway near the Galleria Mall.
Oh,
It's
really?
right on the sign will be going up May 25th, Pickleball Kingdom, and it's exposed right on the tollway. We'll open that hopefully in September. We just signed an LOI for a location in North East Fort Worth, South West Keller, for that'll be 17 courts. That'll be the biggest indoor dedicated facility in Texas when we open that. Hope to open that in January. Working on a transaction in the city of Colleyville and working on a couple locations in Arlington.
Wow.
And then there's some more that are in the works. But yeah, we plan to bring the indoor pickleball kingdom experience to all of the neighborhoods in
So
DFW.
when do you operate these like 12, 18 hours a day or
11 hours a day, that's correct.
7 days a week?
Yeah, yes, sir. We're some days we might be a little later, but a little shorter in the evening, but yes.
I think it's great. I think it's, but I don't know when I've seen anything grow this fast and this broad. But Dan Jenkins is gonna make it sounds like a big impact on the area with Pickleball Kingdom. It's good to spend some time with you. We wish you a lot of luck.
Thank you, and look forward to seeing you on the court.
Thanks
Welcome to
a
the kingdom.
lot for more of our conversation. Go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.